The Tennessee Titans wrapped up another day of practice here at St. Thomas Sports Park. They're getting ready to take on the Miami Dolphins. I'm Amy Wells, joined by Jim Wyatt. Jim, what everybody wants to know is an update on number 8, Marcus Mariota. How much was he able to practice today?
Well, he was out there during the individual portion, the kind of the open portion of practice, and he threw the ball a little bit. He didn't do, obviously, a whole bunch, but it was a start. You know, Mike Mularkey said they're going to be smart with him. They're being very cautious with him at the start of the week. And actually said he didn't have to practice during the course of the week to play on Sunday, although you know they'd like to see him do something.
The Titans made a roster move on Tuesday, bringing in quarterback Brandon Whedon. What is it about him and his style of play that fits this Titans offense?
Well, he has some familiarity with the offense because it's a similar style that he ran in Dallas. You know, I think they felt like of all the quarterbacks that came here to work out, he's a guy that could come in and pick things up the quickest and play in the event he had to play. I mean, you hope Marcus Mariota's going to play. If not, Matt Castle's your quarterback, and you'd like him to finish the game if he plays. Whedon would be the third option, but he has to get ready to play. He was brought in kind of as an insurance policy. How long he stays kind of remains to be seen.
The Titans are still a relatively healthy team, but we do have some other guys that are working on injuries right now. Who was not out at practice today?
No practice today for Corey Davis. Jonathan Siprin didn't practice. Both those guys have already been ruled out for Sunday's game, or pretty much. Mike Mularkey said don't expect him to play. One guy to watch, Quentin Spain, who's dealing with a case of turf toe. He did not practice today. We'll see if he returns tomorrow.
The Titans are coming off of a disappointing loss against the Houston Texans. How quickly are they able to put that in the past and move on to the Miami Dolphins?
Well, you talk to some guys in the locker room today and they act like the game never happened. They have a little case of amnesia, which is kind of what you want to do. You want to sting because you get better from it, but you can't dwell on it a couple of days later. A game against Miami is coming up. This team's 2-2. Great opportunity to get to 3-2 before a Monday night game, you know, the following week. So Houston's behind this team and now all eyes are on Miami.
All right. Well, all eyes will be on this Titans team as they continue to get ready to take on the Miami Dolphins on the road. For TitansOnline.com, he's Jim Wyatt, I'm Amy Wells, and this is Titans in 2.